Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We love checking in with our friend and teammate, Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, friends.
How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
We're good. Josh has got a wedding this weekend. He said he's going to spend about 30 hours with the same people. Think you could do it, Jason? 30 hours, same people, your pals?
Don't you think the real question is whether those people can do it with Josh?
Fair question, Jason. It's a fair question. I wouldn't want to hang out with me for that much. Like that much.
No, I'm kidding. I just wanted to turn it around. I don't know. I think people would say that I don't spend nearly enough time with my friends. So maybe I should like take some shifts for you to lessen the load so you can appreciate the time that you do spend with them. And then they could be like, boy, this guy's not nearly as fun as Josh is. We want Josh back. So let me know if you need some help.
Oh, like Jason, a relief pitcher.
Jason, are you a hold court kind of guy? I mean, I would think people would come up to you, maybe peripheral friends, and say, hey, give me a real good story from the last 25 years.
I've held court from time to time. Again, there aren't many criticisms that Tausch levies in my direction that I personally believe are fair, but the one that he does that is very accurate is that I just don't spend enough time with my friends. Like, my attitude has been that the girls are going to grow up, and they have, very quickly, and then they're going to be out the door, off to college. They're both going to be in high school next year, which is insane to me. And you know how high school is. You don't want to hang out with your parents, even if they're awesome like me. And so they're gonna have all kinds of things, and I'm hopeful that my friends will still exist when I reach that point where I have less time that's focused on them and more on more free time to spend with other people. But I used to hold court in my day. Thank you very much. I appreciate that question.
Yeah.
Well, but I got to imagine, because what's going to help Josh in this situation, Jason, is the alcohol of hanging out with people. But you don't drink, right? Like, you don't drink, so it's got to be tougher.
Right.
For you to be around people for 30 hours.
I'll spare you all. No, I'm usually, throughout my friendship career, shall we say, I've always been the designated driver. I have a very high tolerance for people that have maybe had a few too many. I've become an expert in holding people's hair for them when they're maybe refunding. So I'm actually a great friend to have.
Okay,
all right. Sounds like it.
When you're having a good time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's got great stories.
I do
like the paintball story, Jason. That's priceless.
For those that don't listen frequently enough to have heard that, because I have told it a lot. And again, I understand that Brett Favre stories that were being told on Netflix are slightly different than this one. He and the Packers went on a team bonding trip during the offseason program when Mike Sherman was the head coach to a paintball facility up here in Green Bay. And while we were waiting for the field to clear for the team to go out on its excursion, we're all standing around, and Favre's there with his paintball gun, and he's making small talk, and he asks me, hey, Jason, which car is yours? And I had just gotten a brand new Saturn, and I was so excited about it. It was my first car I ever bought.
Pour one out for Saturn.
Yeah, indeed. And it's a beautiful early June day, so I got the windows open and the sunroof, and I'm an idiot, obviously. And I'm like, the black Saturn over there. He's like, the one with the sunroof that's open? I said, yep, that's the one right there. Next thing. he's firing his paintball gun, trying to arc, kind of like, I mean, much like his accuracy on some of his deep balls, it was luckily inaccurate, but he's trying to arc paintballs into the sunroof of my car. And fortunately, he missed. So, but I still have the paintballs. I picked them up from around the car, and they are in my Lambo office. There were four of them. The question I've always had about that, too, is like, would I have had to take legal action? Because we know he doesn't pay debts.
Well, I'm
like,
just,
when he loses on the golf course, he doesn't pay.
Well, I'm just wondering if he said to you what he said to Mike Sherman when he was screaming at him in the Netflix thing, did he look at you and say, what are you going to do? that would be his attitude.
That's probably what he would have said.
I dented the hell out of your car. Jason, chances of them, or have you heard anything about them trading Romeo Doubs?
I have not heard that. I know that that's been, and it's hard to tell these days, right? When people just kind of conjure up ideas, we're experiencing that obviously with the possibility of Giannis being traded. Like, people just have become like their own trade machines in the media. Again, I don't know what their intent would be there, but if there was a guy, let me put it this way. If there was a guy that I would think that they would be open to offloading, it would be him, right? Not because he's not a good player, but because of last year's incident, because he's in the last year of his contract. You know, that feels still to me a little bit like a trade deadline thing, not an off-season thing, right? Where you're like, hey, Golden has emerged. Savion Williams is giving us more than we expected from him as a rookie. Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks have made the jump that they didn't make last year. Like, then it would make sense. I don't think they're – I would be surprised if they were looking to offload somebody now. I would also be curious what they would get for him, right? I mean, they've said that they don't think the concussion thing is a long-term issue. I just think – and maybe I'm wrong – but I just think that they'll forgive him for not coming to work last year. I don't think they'll forget that. And I think ultimately he's going to be playing for someone else in 2026 anyway. So maybe you can get something for him sooner rather than later. And it'll be better than what you might get as a compensatory pick if he signs a free agent deal.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Jason, where the earliest it seems like that could happen is the end of training camp. Right, because of all the receivers that they have, as excited as we are about Williams and Golden and the first half that Jaden Reed had last year, the second half that Dontavian Wicks had, of all the receivers they have on the roster, the one that you know for who he is right now for sure is Romeo Doubs. Like, he is their most for certain guy right now. So it's kind of the insurance policy. Hey, if these guys don't show that they're growing or they're ready in the case of the rookies, okay, then we need to have Romeo around.
God, that's a great way to describe him, Gabe. Like, he's the one guy that you know what you're getting with him. He is a steady number guy. That's a really good way to view him, because I don't view him as a guy that should be their number one wide receiver.
No.
Right? Mm-mm. I don't view him as a guy who is a big play guy. Like, I would say that I view him as a consistent, a guy that'll get you, if it's third and eight, he'll get you 9 yards, as opposed to what we used to say about the great Paul Ott Carruth, who, if you need 2 yards, he'll get you 2 yards. And if you need 4 yards, he'll get you 2 yards. I think that's one of the best ways I've heard him described. I love it.
Jason, it seems like maybe Aaron Rodgers gave a little bit more insight into the personal situation, potentially. I don't know that he drew a direct line between the two, but that some people in his inner circle are dealing with cancer, revealing on the Joe Rogan podcast. Ian O'Connor, who I believe wrote the book on Aaron Rodgers, believes that he will be at mandatory minicamp for the Steelers on June 10th, which now feels like it's right around the corner. Do you agree?
It is. Yeah, I will say this, you know, that is what he told me. I told you guys that I traded messages with him, you know, whatever that was, 6 weeks ago. I didn't know if he, I didn't think he was going to share that, but I guess Joe Rogan just gets things people out of people when they're talking to him on his podcast.
Well, it's like the Joshy situation. After 30 hours, you just start saying stuff. After 3 hours with Rogan, you probably just start saying stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll have to get the spark notes on that because I'm not going to invest 3 hours. So look, I don't know if that's a, let me put it this way. Having been in that position when Paula was going through breast cancer, I would say that that is obviously a very legitimate thing to be worried about and caring about the people you love and that sort of thing. So I'm not in any way suggesting that's not. At the same time, I didn't stop working, right? I mean, different jobs to be sure, but I think in some ways, you know, if it's not impossible to be there for those folks that are going through that and at least give the Steelers an answer and a plan for what they're going to do, what he's going to do with them, right? And maybe he has and just hasn't said it out loud, like he hadn't said the reasoning behind the personal things that he had been talking about with McAfee. But I don't have any idea what he's going to do. I really don't. So I don't know what Ian's sourcing is on that. I have not exchanged text messages with him in a while. As long as he's there so he can play against the Packers on October 26th and we can all spend that week gearing up for that, that's all I care about.
Jason, Gabe told me about a list, top 25, PFF. Under 25, and the Packers didn't have one player on it. Is that not good when you are the youngest team in
the
league?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes. PFF.
Oh, this is going to be juicy.
Yeah, PFF did their top 25, under 25, zero Green Bay Packers.
Their whole roster is on it.
That's what I said. I go, you would think the sheer percentage of qualified players would get them at least a couple.
Yes. Holy moly. That's amazing.
The Lions had five, Jason, for context. The Lions
also
had
not
five.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's offensive. Wow. I know this doesn't happen very often on this program, but I'm speechless. I always, it's probably not fair to put football focus, but I always, every time I talk about them, I say, now their grades are not the end all be all, or they're not the perfect measurement or whatever caveats I deliver, but still, like, that's crazy because your entire program has now become predicated on being forever young, like Rod Stewart once saying, right? Like, even they're going to turn over. I'm still convinced that they're going to turn over that offensive line, and just that's always going to be the way with Goody, and it could be that way with wide receivers too, that it's just going to be, all right, we're going to use up rookie contracts, and we're going to have new guys with rookie contracts that are then going to take their place. And so to not have anyone that is viewed that way, and you know, again, they have a much more global view because they pay attention to all 32 teams and grade all 32 teams. I don't nearly have the same knowledge base about the other 31 teams, but that feels awfully fair to me. I would argue that Tucker Kraft, is he 25 and under? Like, is he 26 now? I guess I don't know his age off the top of my head.
So Tucker is 24. So okay, Tucker Kraft is 24, Edgerrin Cooper 23. You know, potential guys that could have made this list that did not. They didn't have like an honorable mention either, Jason. They just cut it off right at 25.
Mm-hmm. I'm always a big fan of honorable mentions. It's an easy way to sneak more names into your list.
But yeah, when you take a look at tight ends, that was one of the five that made it for the Detroit Lions. Sam Laporta was number 23.
I also looked at the list and said, oh, these guys are pretty good here, too. Yeah. There's a lot of really good young talent.
Yeah, because you're going, okay, who shouldn't be on this list? You're kind of going, who?
Yeah.
But that goes back really to the conversation we've had on this program many, many, many times, which is you got to have studs. Mm-hmm. Where are your studs? Yep. Who's the guy on the Green Bay Packers that you go, ooh, scary? You know, and Xavier McKinney, you can make that. He's obviously over 25. Josh Jacobs, over 25 as well. But if they are priding themselves on being, if it is a point of emphasis to be, a young team, some of those guys got a hit, man. So, again, you could sit here and go, well, it's a smattering from all over the league. There's no real overwhelming. Oh, wait, the Lions. 5. Ugh.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it, and we're going to talk about that.
And when you say that, Jen, the other good point you just made is that do they have other studs? Like, do they have other guys that you would argue are legitimate studs?
Yes.
Because if who would you say is who else?
Are we talking about the Packers?
You're
or the
talking
Lions?
Other teams. Yes.
I was talking about the Lions because the Lions have five guys on this list, and then they have more studs on top of the people on this list.
Agreed. So who else are the Packers studs? Because when Jen says that, she does mention two guys that weren't even on the team a year ago, right? Like they brought them in free agency. So if you're draft and develop and always be young, is putting pressure on, hey, I got to hit on these picks because we're always going to be turning guys over. They got a bunch of good players that have not popped to the degree to be considered a stud. Mm-hmm. Is that fair?
Yes. Very fair.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Enjoy your weekend, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. Wilde and Tausch is on right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. We will take a break. Got Craig Karmazin coming up next. Stick around.